Blog Talk Radio.
Finest people, where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield.
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Right? Against that? No! We will run!
And we will live.
Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
God save the Republic. Our fathers appealed to heaven. What did heaven do? Heaven heard. Heaven heard. Our fathers said they would treat all men equal. When they did not, heaven saw. Heaven saw. Our fathers fought each other and paid a great price. Father Abe kept the Union, but not the Republic. We forgot the Republic and placed our trust in man and suffer oppression. We appealed to heaven. What did heaven do? Heaven heard. Heaven heard. God save the Republic.
When you have a dream, it doesn't often come at you screaming in your face. Dreams always come from behind you, not right between your eyes. It sneaks up on you. Sometimes a dream almost whispers. Whispers, it never shouts. Very hard to hear. So you have to, every day of your lives, be ready to hear what whispers in your ear. It very rarely shouts.
That moment in time was one of the darkest moments I've had in my whole life. My motivation was out the door, like I just wanted to give up.
I need you to be who you're supposed to be. Don't let nobody stop you from being who you're supposed to be. Don't let nobody out-talk you. Don't let nobody tell you the doors are shut. Don't let nobody tell you that opportunities don't exist. Don't let nobody tell you that. I need you to be who you're supposed to be, because when you are who you're supposed to be, you're superhuman.
I don't want to delude you because this is a career-ending injury.
Listen to me. You got fear and you got faith. And I've decided not to walk in fear, but to walk in faith. There's greatness in you. Are you hearing me? There's greatness in you. And you mean to tell me you're never going to reach your full potential? You mean to tell me you're never going to be what you've been called to be? That you're not going to do what you've been called to do because you are afraid? Some things don't come. They just not going to come to you because you want it as bad as you want to breathe. You got to put up the deuce, and you got to be willing to fight that thing out. They're not giving out success, but you can earn it. You can take it. I need you to take it.
The New World Order, I've analyzed it from every angle. I've analyzed every facet of it. They are not going to be able to get away with getting the New World Order off the ground. There is no way that they are going to be able to set up this open world government, openly ruled by a private banking cartel that taxes and regulates every facet of our lives, without staging terror or a huge war. Period. And again, thousands of pieces of data and research go into. People ask me, well, how do you know this? How do you understand this? You just have to have your head in the game 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day studying the enemy to be able to understand the basics. Or many of you that have been listening to this show for many years, or who have worked in government, or who are historians in your own right, who have been doing some of the same research, you understand why. And, you know, I can oversimplify all of it, but there's just so many nuances that add into the total.
Y'all been asking where the Trump supporters are, right? Why have we been so quiet? Where all the Trumpies at, right? That's what I've been hearing. We've been here the whole time. We don't need a safe space. We don't burn down our cities. We don't riot when things don't go our way. And if we lose a fair one, then we accept defeat with humility. But when you try to rob from us, steal from us, and cheat us, and you just started a fight that you're not ready for. Now correct me if I'm wrong.
All right, Joseph Gibson Podcasting here, understanding the times in which we live today. I've been doing documentaries and whatnot, and so obviously we did the Founding Fathers there. We did, you know, George Washington last week. We did Andrew Jackson, General Patton. We did one on the Money Masters there. The audio was a little bit chopped up there, so so the past five shows, you've gotten the tools there to understand the times in which we live today. And what we're going to do is I'm going to play about 30 minutes of the New World Order agenda here. Tucker Carlson will open up with this, and of course Alex Jones will go into it and explain the facets of the New World Order and its agenda and what they're doing with this Great Reset, and expose it. And they're basically what they're doing anyway. They're showing you. It's just that what can enough people get motivated out there to wake people up or stop it? I don't know. So the phone number is 657-383-0616. Those of you just want to pass on through and listen in, that's, you're not going to get no information. I prefer you not just check in, just go away. But let's see. Go ahead. Here we go.
Twitter is saying that people who are secretly working with the FBI cannot be charged for encouraging others to commit crimes. Well, yes. Exactly. That's the very point we made on this show last night. That's why they haven't been charged, because they were secretly working with the FBI. So in an effort to shut us down, Twitter just confirmed what we suggested was true. Thanks, Twitter. They are morons. It's pretty funny. Less funny, though, is the Justice Department's role in January 6th. Federal law enforcement appear to have played a role in what happened that day. We'd tell you more about it. We'd love to, but we don't have subpoena power. We're just a cable news show. Congress does have subpoena power, and let's hope they use it immediately.
Anyone that studied political science, anyone that studied history, if you just, as an academic, sit back and look at what the left is doing with its corporate backers, the communist Chinese and Hollywood, And they will tell you this is a Bolshevik revolution being carried out by the ultra-rich against what's left of the political system in the United States that has checks and balances that would challenge their hegemonic total control. They want a communist purge, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what this is. Overnight, Biden comes out and says, the main threat is conservative Americans. They are terrorists, and we are going to go after them. And the biggest threat is white people and white supremacists. And they define white supremacist as challenging the election, believing in the Second Amendment, believing in family values. The cover of a multinational corporate takeover is using communism with its grassroots soldiers, but it's corporate fascism on top, tax-exempt, offshore, and then targeting their political enemies with an unjust judicial system that puts people that walked into the Capitol when the police opened the doors in solitary confinement for almost 6 months, beating them half to death. And former deputy directors of the FBI on TV saying, it's scary to say this, but we've got to use counterterrorism to take out members of Congress, to stop their networks. That's all counterterrorism talk. That's war talk. And they're actually doing it. People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win. All right, let me boil it down like this because I want it to sink into you. I want it to sink into me. I want it to sink into everybody around the world. I want it to sink into the people that work for the system, that work for the corrupt usurpers that have hijacked our nation. And I want them to know what side they're on right now and how dangerous that is for everybody. People should really think about what they're getting into and what's unfolding right now, and here it is. You remember 2009-2010, Obama announced the pivot towards China because China had double-crossed the globalists and was expanding their military operations. Remember that? That was a big deal. That was a very, very, very huge deal when that began to unfold. And this is just such a huge deal, such a gigantic moment in world history, in human history, that they have officially announced within days of Biden stealing his way into office in late January that they're going to use the military and the CIA against the American people, which is the old telltale sign of total tyranny. When a domestic government announces that there's an enemy within that is their political opposition, you know that you are in deep tyranny. Then when they announce that a domestic group is the enemy and that domestic group is the majority and are loyal, good, Christian, hardworking people, you've got an even bigger issue because the globalists are not even for the country's existence. So it's bad enough to have a tyranny in your country that's at least your own tyranny that's trying to outlaw its political opposition. That's cancer. But when you've got this globalist-run outside power that has come in and that is trying to outlaw opposition and that is shutting off the resources to break the public and to bring them to their knees so they can be re-educated, you have the worst type of tyranny. Now, I want to play what Tucker Carlson had to say about this last night in his part two of introducing to the American people the fact that you're now the enemy. And I want to go through all the documents and all the new announcements and Biden saying, watch your family members. You know, basically, if they're a Republican, call Homeland Security on them. They are trying to start a civil war because the Chi-Coms want the country broken up. But Biden and these Democrats are so stupid, they actually think they're going to start this war, intimidate the American people, intimidate the states, and basically have everybody submit and go along with them. So this is a very, very, very big deal. And the most dangerous moment this country has basically ever been in. But this is globalism's takeover. This is the New World Order's revolution. This is an assault, and it only gets worse from here. And that's why no matter how much heat they get and how bad they look and no matter how much everything they do falls apart, they are moving towards staging massive terror attacks and other crises to blame their opposition and frame us for terror so they can move directly against us. And that's why exposing January 6th as a false flag is so important. We know what agencies were involved. We even know the names of some of the people. And Tucker Carlson came out with that last night and was very measured so the media would attack him, say it wasn't true, just like the Wuhan lab leak and everything else, and then it will all be brought out. And it will all be brought out. Nothing's going to stop that now. There are at least 20 publications that have all the names, all the people, who did it, how they did it, ready to release it. But it's best to let these things simmer a bit, isn't it? And let the system deny it so we can discredit it that much worse, you little terrorist. So we're willing to risk our lives. Tucker Carlson is, I am, others are. And so all I can say to the New World Order is, this is a game of chicken, and we're not going to turn off this road. We're not going to let you have our children. We're not going to let you destroy the country. If you want to fight, you found one, and it's information warfare. Here's Tucker Carlson last night.
Good evening, and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Last night, we opened this show with new information about what happened at the Capitol on January 6th. No day, it's fair to say, in recent American history has received more media attention or been used for greater political effect by partisan actors. Because of January 6th, our Attorney General told us this week, we've got to change our country forever. And yet, given all the talking, the endless talking about January 6th, it is remarkable what we still don't know about what actually took place that day. Until this Monday night, for example, when it was reported by Revolver News, we had no idea that at least 20 organizers and participants in the events at the Capitol have not been indicted, despite the nationwide dragnet for people who were there. This is interesting. The government knows exactly who these people are, but has refused to charge them with crimes. Why is that? Well, because it seems like they may have had some connection to the government. Some of the people who broke into the Capitol, committed crimes while inside, and encouraged others to do the same, appear to have been in contact with the FBI before the event. Let that sink in for a moment. The events of January 6th that you keep hearing about endlessly, events that Democrats in Congress describe as an act of war carried out by white supremacists, as dangerous and historically significant as Pearl Harbor and 9/11, those events apparently were at least in part organized and carried out in secret by people connected to federal law enforcement. It's hard to think of a bigger potential scandal than this one. Now it's clear why the government won't release more than 14,000 hours of surveillance footage shot at the Capitol that day. People they know are on the tape. Well, last night, clips from our show began to circulate on social media. The tech monopolies, which helped get Joe Biden elected, continue to work closely with the administration to control the news and information that you are allowed to see, because it's America, right? Well, this piece of news, the one on our show last night, was a problem for them, so they tried to make it go away. Twitter appended the following note to our clip last night, quote, "Federal law does not permit cooperating witnesses or informants to be charged with conspiracy, despite a baseless suggestion by Tucker Carlson that some co-conspirators of the January 6th attack were not charged because they were undercover FBI agents," end quote. Let's think about this. Now, leave aside for a second the most obvious question that arises from the statement, which is, how would Twitter, which is a media company, not as far as we know, a law enforcement agency, be able to confirm our reporting last night was, quote, baseless? How would they know that? Does Twitter somehow have access to the FBI's personnel files? We don't know. We hope someone finds out. But consider the statement more broadly. Twitter is saying that people who are secretly working with the FBI cannot be charged for encouraging others to commit crimes. Well, yes, exactly. That's the very point we made on this show last night. That's why they haven't been charged, because they were secretly working with the FBI. So in an effort to shut us down, Twitter just confirmed what we suggested was true. Thanks, Twitter. They are morons. It's pretty funny. Less funny, though, is the Justice Department's role in January 6th. Federal law enforcement appear to have played a role in what happened that day. We'd tell you more about it. We'd love to, but we don't have subpoena power. We're just a cable news show. Congress does have subpoena power. Let's hope they use it immediately.
Anyone that studied political science, anyone that studied history, if you just, as an academic, sit back and look at what the left is doing with its corporate backers, the communist Chinese and Hollywood, and they will tell you this is a Bolshevik revolution being carried out by the ultra-rich against what's left of the political system in the United States that has checks and balances that would challenge their hegemonic total control. They're saying being white is inherently bad on every channel. Thousands of programs and shows have been produced saying whites are inherently evil, need to be killed. If you don't submit to what the Democrats say, you're a white supremacist, so you deserve to die. You are a terrorist if you think there was any type of election fraud, and you're not going to go along with drag queen story time and illegal aliens allowed to bring kidnapped children in and criminals allowed to rob stores, even with weapons. And George Soros has literally taken over almost every town and city, thousands of them, with his district attorneys and his judges and his county attorneys. And so they prosecute you if you're a Christian or a conservative. They let you commit murder, commit armed robbery if you're with them. This is a complete, total takeover. And then they bully the police and say, we're going to indict you if you do your job unless you work for us. So in Portland, they're on video throwing Molotov cocktails at the police and burning down the police station. A riot patrol officer hits one of them in the head with a baton who had been attacking people. He has been criminally charged. The entire Portland Rapid Reaction Team just resigned last night. But that's a microcosm of this. This is a real takeover. And once they make all the real cops get out, then they can put their political officers in, and they're going to have the district attorneys, the attorney generals of the states, the police, the judges, everything. And then you are in big trouble. They want a communist purge, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what this is. Overnight, Biden comes out and says, the main threat is conservative Americans. They are terrorists, and we are going to go after them. And the biggest threat is white people and white supremacists. And they define white supremacists as challenging the election, believing in the Second Amendment, believing in family values. The cover of a multinational corporate takeover is using communism with its grassroots soldiers, but its corporate fascism on top, tax-exempt offshore, and then targeting their political enemies with an unjust judicial system that puts people that walked into the Capitol when the police opened the doors in solitary confinement for almost 6 months, beating them half to death. And former deputy directors of the FBI on TV saying, it's scary to say this, but we've got to use counterterrorism to take out members of Congress, to stop their networks. That's all counterterrorism talk. That's war talk. And they're actually doing it. And when the FBI comes to visit you about January 6th, they come with their anti-terrorism card. So that's where we are. They're really making their move. And you say, well, this is preposterous. No one's going to buy into this. They are going to stage a cascade of events and some very large events. That's the next card to play. That is 2 + 2 = 4. They say these giant attacks are imminent and coming. And when they provocateur or stage these events, they'll either wind up crazy to do it or do it themselves. When they do this, they are then going to try to stampede everyone to getting on board with mass arrest of their political opposition, including President Trump, including Tucker Carlson, myself, and many others. And we all know that's where this is going. General Flynn knows that's where this is all going, because we're going to peacefully take back the country in a year and a half. We're going to win the House, win the Senate. We're winning all these governors. Governors' coalitions are forming. We're coming together. We're winning hearts and minds. Now numbers of black Americans are over 40% that want to vote Republican. It was 10% 5 years ago. There's a complete political realignment happening to the foreign globalist takeover. And so the globalists aren't going to let that happen. They're never going to let us get to the midterm elections. We're less than a year and a half out now from the midterm elections. And so you know the clock is ticking. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, if a federal building blows up or there's a shooting at a church or something, you've got to get there with cameras. You've got to interview witnesses. You've got to talk to local police to get the local surveillance footage, because you're going to have deep state's fingerprints all over this. The same people that carried out Waco, Oklahoma City, Ruby Ridge, and other events, and that covered up the first World Trade Center attack, have been involved protecting radical Islam and working with MS-13. Specialists in stage terror have been brought to the Justice Department and are being put in all the main positions of power. So, false flag is here. We are in the season of the false flag. We are in the house of the false flag. We are in the time of the false flag, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody better decide what side they're on, because violence is not the answer. Race war is not the answer. Killing feds is not the answer. Feds attacking us is not the answer. But, I mean, a lot of feds get killed doing real jobs, like delivering a search warrant to child porn den, and two of them get killed. It's terrible. So black people aren't our enemies. Federal agents aren't our enemies. White people aren't our enemies. It's a small globalist cabal that wants to drive us apart and play us off against each other. That is the enemy. And ignorance is the enemy. We all need to come together with a massive awakening and understanding of false flags, of provocateur events, of staged events, and we have to work like hell to expose January 6th. As I said 2 weeks ago with several guests here on the show, Nick Fuentes and Pete Santilli, both of which the feds have tried to set up falsely and put in jail, myself included. We need to have summits and ongoing programs about January 6th being a staged event. We need to get Tucker Carlson to talk about it. We need to get everybody to talk about it, which Tucker's now doing. Revolver's doing a great job. We have to get all this out so that people aren't caught flat-footed when the staged events take place. Because I don't see any other card they've got. They can't really start a war in the Middle East. China controls the left to a great extent. Russia it hasn't been suckered into a war. Are they going to claim hackers shut off the power and that's a big distraction from their political evil? That'll still go back to their incompetence. What are they going to pull? I'm going to open the phones up in the second hour ahead of Jesse Lee Peterson and Larry Pinkney joining us to talk about this same subject. But I want to open the phones up specifically for the military, active duty, specifically for law enforcement, state, local, federal, to tell us on air what you think is going to happen. And if you disagree with me or agree, and how do we short circuit this and stop the left from trying to trigger a civil war that is a smokescreen for their complete takeover of the nation? Because every play they're running, every announcement they're engaged in, everything they are doing is what you do when you're starting a war with your own population to have a giant political purge. And they're saying that's what they're doing. And they're saying that that whites are about to kill millions of people and that we're the number one terror threat. Not China, not Al-Qaeda, not Russia, not MS-13, not Latin American gangs. No, all over TV. The white people are evil. They're going to kill you. Only the ATF and FBI and CIA can stop them. And all we are is loyal Americans trying to stop a globalist takeover of the country. They know we know. They know they're in trouble. They know that people are throwing their asses out. They know it's over for them politically. All we got to do is stand up, tell them we know the game, tell them we're not going to play it with them, and they will be removed permanently. We'll save this country. If not, it's over, folks. It'll be just like in Russia, 80 years of hell. They're going to kill probably half the population. A lot of people are going to ask, why would the political ruling elite want to bankrupt the country, cut off the power, and cause a race war? Well, that's what they say they're doing. It's what they say they want to do. They want a post-industrial world. They want to make us poor. They don't want a prosperous country and a planet now. They want depopulation. And to get that going, they've got to take the richest, most powerful countries in the world and break their backs. That's what's happening here. The globalists are involved in a final revolution. And they're using a communist model as their control system, but really it's a globalist model. And in that short 3.5 minutes, Greg Reese's latest report, Globalism's Revolution, lays it all out so succinctly and so perfectly. And the answer is information. If people are decompartmentalized, and I mean people in the government, people in the private sector, I mean Christians, I mean Muslims, I mean Jews, I mean agnostics, we're all going to see our way of life and freedom destroyed. This is not going to be good for anybody. I go back to From Russia with Love, where you've got Spectre, and he's calling in a European agent, he's calling in an American agent, and he's calling in a Russian agent, but really he's playing them all off against each other. That is, they represent all those governments that they're going to play off against each other with Spectre's agent inside of those governments. And the analogy is the tank with two Siamese fighting fish. They go in and start killing each other. One gets killed, the other gets tired and sick, and then he opens up a door, and a third one comes in and kills it and wins easily. That's all this is. And we sit here like morons about to have a giant civil war in this country when Biden announces the gun confiscation. So it's all coming to a head. And I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to not have this happen. And fighting my instinct of preservation to get with my wife and children and to do the broadcast from some other country. But the globalists are in control of the whole world, folks. And they're going to hunt everybody down in the end. So there's no running from this. But I don't want to stupidly be roped in to a moronic physical war with the federal government when they plan to wipe all them out in the fight with us to then bring in the United Nations troops under 7277 and their other plans. When I tell you 7277, folks, look up State Department Memorandum 7277. I've been studying this, and I was advised by General Parton and by Ted Gunderson and by all the guys that were on the inside of this. This has been a long-term plan to take down America, and they're finally about to do it because we were kicking the globalist out with Trump and kicking the globalist out with Brexit and kicking the globalist out with Bolsonaro. So they're now desperate. This is their counteroffensive, and what they're doing is absolutely ridiculous and absolutely outrageous to say all white people are evil and America sucks and we're going to abolish the police. They're not going to abolish the police. They're going to have the police fired and then bring in their own police. So hell is on the other side of this, and we've got to stop it. We've got to say no. And there is a political realignment. And so people were electing patriots at record levels. And the governors and others were waking up. And so they've launched their complete takeover plan because they know their time is short. And they know that there's election fraud that is about to be overturned. And so they can't allow there to be another real election in this country. So we have a really dangerous group of authoritarians that actually think they're going to be able to carry this out and win this thing. And it's historical and cultural suicide for everybody, including them. But the Chinese and others, they're sitting back going, if America wrecks itself and does this, that's great. My issue with the left and my issue with the Justice Department and these lawyers is they're following orders from people up above them in the corporations and in the intelligence agencies that have cooked up this plan that are globalist. And anybody that's smart can look at this and say it's not going to work. It's going to blow up in your face. So you're being tricked into going into this plan of announcing America's your enemy and Christians and whites are all your enemy and you're going to take the guns and anybody that challenges elections needs to be put in solitary confinement. You're going to push things into physical confrontation on an out-of-control scale. So I'm washing my hands. I'm not in the middle of any of this with you crazy feds and you globalists and all the people that want a war with the feds. I'm not in the middle of this. You idiots want to go ahead and tell yourselves, go ahead and do it. You're fools. Absolute idiots. This is a runaway train out of control. And it's beyond explosive. It's beyond dangerous. And the bad guys are the left and the globalists because they're the ones starting it and pushing it and never stopping. Instead of letting us have the will of the people and making America great again and promoting capitalism and freedom, you people want your dystopic drag queen story time, New World Order, 50 genders, leftist crap that everyone is rejecting. And so you want to force us to go under your control, and it's not going to work. Here's part of Tucker Carlson last night doubling down, because again, just like we knew all the Wuhan players and the name of the lab and what they did, it wasn't like I speculated a year and a half ago and, oh, how was Alex right again? It's all right there, and we know the names of the feds. It's all going to come out. We're just letting you say we're liars and letting you attack us, and then we're going to release it. Nothing can stop that now. So, here's Tucker Carlson.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Last night, we opened this show with new information about what happened at the Capitol on January 6th. No day, it's fair to say, in recent American history has received more media attention.
All right, everybody. All right, that's, let's hope we connect there. Okay, we're connected now. All right, well, the New World Order right there. I mean, it pretty much outlines it, what it's all about, what's going to happen, and the agenda. We've been talking about it for years on this podcast, and everyone thinks it's funny. It's a joke. Everybody wants to play around or worried about their football games and their sports or their individual problems. I disagree with Alex Jones in one aspect, though, where he says, and probably he has to say it, but he says, you know, the people out there who want to stop it, you know, you're going to kill yourself. Well, how, you got to start someplace. You got to, I mean, the founding fathers, if they took that attitude, well, you know, let's leave it up to the next guy. We wouldn't have America. You got to start someplace. You got to lay it all on the line. I mean, so I disagree with that. I don't want no part of it. I don't want another. I got a lot to lose. I got a big house. I got a big warehouse. I got a lot of products to sell. You know, I got a lot of money to make. You know, if that's the attitude of spokespeople like that that are out there, then I would say I disagree with that. I mean, I appreciate the fact of the information that he's given, but the information war, you know, it's already pretty much over. It's next level now. These people are taking it to the next level, I see. I mean, they're starting to really, control us. I mean, they're coming at us, assaulting us with a needle, telling us we have to become vaccinated. They don't honor their own laws. They don't obey their own statutes and laws. So what do you do? What's the next level? You know, is that really up to the individual, or is it up to the collective body out there to do what's right? I mean, you know, you hear about the 3%. 3% was what fought and won our independence from the British Empire. So do we have 3% out there even? I doubt it. I don't know. You know, the Capitol there, the Capitol building, yeah, I knew they were going to come out with that story eventually. Yeah, the feds were in there, and the FBI was in there. Yeah, the FBI shot the girl and everything. Yeah, come on. And there were three other people that died, too, you never hear about. No, I don't buy that. Does the FBI infiltrate most of these groups out there? Yes, probably, most likely so. I mean, that's only to report back information. They can't, I mean, if they're going out there committing crimes and whatnot, that's, you know, it's possible. They've been known to do that. They've done that. The FBI, they infiltrated the mafia and did that. Joe Pistone, if you read his story, look at Barry Seal. He transported cocaine into this country. So, you know, so, yeah, I mean, they've committed crimes. This way, he works for CIA, Barry Seal. But, you know, so it's possible. But I don't know about that January 6th thing. I mean, there was just too many of the people there, and it was just too spontaneous. And I really think that, though, that Trump should have walked the people down there and kept order. And I don't see how they got out of there anyway. How the heck did those criminals get out of that building? They must have had some underground tunnel or something, because with all those people, nobody's seen them get out the back door. I mean, I just don't know. I watched the video over and over. By the way, YouTube's just censoring the hell out of all those videos. I mean, I watched a documentary today, Frontline there, and, you know, they had Barry, on there. Everybody knows Barry Croft. He was he came on this podcast dozens of times over the years. They had him on there, actually, talking to the guy. So, and I don't think Barry really had anything to do with it, maybe. You know, I really don't. I mean, the way he was talking, I was listening to how he was speaking and everything, and And I don't know. Nobody knows what's inside an individual's head, but I just didn't see him perhaps maybe doing something like that. I don't know. I mean, and besides, don't we have a right as the people to arrest, make a citizen's arrest, don't we? I mean, if we don't have the Constitution and we're not American anymore, then what the hell are we doing talking about it for? Talking about the Constitution all the time. My constitutional rights, my tax dollars. Federal Reserve prints the money. You ain't have no tax dollars. Come on. You know, they have people crying, you're on food stamps, you're taking advantage of me. I got to go to work every day, you know, like a slave. You know, so if we don't have anything anymore, then what's the next level? What's the next step? Or do you just sit back and listen to the good old Bible thumpers, you know, who say, you know, just we'll be raptured out of here. Don't worry about it. You know, so I don't know. So 657-383-0616 is the phone number to call if you want to make a point or an opinion about that last one there. I'll play. I got another one here I can put up here. Same lines here. But let me read this here real quick. This is the, what they're talking about with the FBI here, the biometric policy, hearing on how new technologies, biometrics, can be used to prevent terrorism. Right here, this is I have served in the FBI. This was just somebody testifying here before the committee there to justify their money that they're going to spend. We'll skip that paragraph there. Nobody needs to hear that. Our mission is to reduce criminal activity by maximizing the ability to provide timely and relevant criminal justice information to the criminal justice community and other appropriate agencies. The Congress and the taxpayers have invested close to $1 billion for the development and implementation of the sophisticated national computer systems housed at the West Virginia complex. Among the major programs managed and operated out of the division are the National Crime Information Center and, number two of interest to the committee, today, the fingerprint identification program. Since 1924, the FBI serves as a national fingerprint repository. For all our first 75 years, the processing of incoming fingerprint cards was largely a manual, labor-intensive process, taking weeks or sometimes months to process a single fingerprint card. With the full support of Congress and recognizing the dire need to significantly improve the critical service the FBI and with our partners in the criminal justice community and leaders in the private industry, including Lockheed Martin, Planning Research Corporation, PRC, and Science Applications International Systems, became operational on July 28, 1999, and provides, isn't that interesting, July 28, 1999, that was like before the big Y2K thing, remember that? Everything was going to shut down. Why would they start that thing up right before everything was going to shut down, remember that? Let's see here. The FBI with a totally electronic environment in which to process fingerprint submissions 24/7, 365 days a week. Today, over 42.8 million digitized criminal fingerprint records reside in the database, which is far the world's largest biometric repository of any kind, at least four times larger than all the fingerprint repositories in Europe combined. At this point, I have only spoken about the IAFIS 10 print capabilities. This system can also process latent fingerprints collected as evidence of a crime. When a latent print is lifted from a crime scene, a latent fingerprint examiner can initiate a search of the entire IAFIS database to determine the suspect's identity. In response to the September 11th terrorist attacks, CGIS mobilized, along with the Latin print units of the FBI's Laboratory Division, to provide disaster relief. This assistance includes our flyaway interim distributed image system, or IDIS, terminals and remote Latin fingerprint terminals. These computer systems allow disaster relief teams to submit both 10 print and Latin fingerprints electronically to the IAFIS from remote locations. IDIS systems have also been deployed in other recent events, such as the Summit of the Americas in Quebec. 7 IDIS terminals, 3 Latin workstations, and 32 CGIS. With victim identification, the New York Disaster Relief Team reported 22 successful identifications for using the IDIS technology. On October 29, 2001, the president signed public law 107-56, the USA Patriot Act of 2001. On behalf of the FBI, I personally want to thank you for the passage of the most important piece of anti-terrorism legislation, which they didn't read, by the way. I can report that pursuant to Section 405 of this law, report on the integrated automated fingerprint identification system for parts of entry and overseas consular posts. Technology for the capture, search, storage, and transmission of fingerprints is widely available and becoming more economically every day. Fingerprint database already exists at the local, state, and federal levels, and all existing criminal histories records are based on fingerprints, as I just stated, international standards, and being accepted by Interpol countries. So all their computers are accepted and connected. Then why does somebody walk into a gun store that buys a gun that still isn't sure to be able to buy one? Why does the system fail? They contradict themselves. Why is that? I invite the members of this committee to visit the CGI complex in Clarksburg. Yeah, invite them. Don't invite the people. After all, the people are just your slaves. In Clarksburg, and witness firsthand this investment in the state-of-the-art technology. In closing, I thank you for the privilege of addressing this committee. I am available to answer any questions the committee may have at any time. Can you tell me where the money went for this and that? No, I can't tell you that. They all lie. But anyway, they got everything all lined up. I read you the dates there. This was mapped out years ago, like Alex Jones said there. Years ago. And just think your hero Trump here. They had a lot of these hearings March 1st, 2016, April 19th, 2016. Trump was president during that time. Let's see here. February 2017. Was Trump president? Yep. So your hero Trump, he knew what was going on during this time, too. So, you know, they were implementing this then when he was president. Because the president is just a puppet. Okay, he's a mouthpiece. Is he a motivator? Fine. Trump was a good motivator. I can give him that. And he spoke his mind. But he did not run this country. Okay? Fact. The bankers run this country. The New World Order and the banking cartels and their committees and their overseas G20s and G7s run this country. You are just a puppet, and you will obey and be told what to do, and you will do it. Because pretty soon they're going to be coming out with that little microchip and put it in your phone or whatnot and your smart app, and hey, you're going to have to obey. Or they'll just turn off your chip, right? I played it for years. Let me see. Let me go to the call boards here. All right, first caller. Let's see. Go ahead there. Northeast guy. Go ahead.
Northeast. Bitbanker in beautiful downtown Meriden, Connecticut. I just thought I'd call in and offer my opinion about what you're talking about. And although it's not really my opinion, it's actually facts, because all you got to do is go look them up. You'll see that you're just chasing your tail. You know, these people will blow the head off a president in downtown Dallas, Texas. They'll go to Benghazi. And they'll do what they did there, and then when they testify in front of Congress, they'll lie, and they'll get away with it. These people will do anything to remain in power to get what they want. You're chasing your tail. You think you're going to change them or whatever. You may interrupt them. You may sidetrack them. You may do what you want. You know, January 6th, what do they got, 450 people still in isolation, arrested in isolation that really haven't been charged, that nothing's happening to. The only woman that got shot, the only person that got shot and died was a woman, and they don't even know who shot her, and they can't get an answer to it. You're dealing with a criminal bunch. And the best thing you can do is stay the hell out of their way. Look at what they're doing and stay the hell out of their way. They're coming after all of us now. That's what they want, because they will do anything to stay in power. And if you go against them in any way whatsoever, by screaming white power or anything, they will come after you and they will get you. And what do you do then? And you sit in a cell like those 450 are, and nothing happens until you rot and die. So you don't get up and make waves and have them take notice of you. You got to do things quietly behind the scenes, And you're right. The president's elected. He's not elected. And all Trump does good things. They wanted something else. And they didn't want what Trump wanted. Trump was a Democrat to begin with, and then he changed. You know. So what you're saying is all true. But to waste your life thinking that you're going to change these people is a wasted life. There's much more here to enjoy and to do and to be thankful and be happy for. While you keep them in mind and stay the hell out of their way and do what you can to get them off the track that they're on, because they are nut jobs and they're paid to lie.
But what happens if they come after you or they come after some people that aren't doing anything? Because tyranny has no... There's no blindfold on tyranny. They just decide when they're going to get somebody, they're going to get you. You know, and that's not always true. The innocent guy, as long as you stay out of their way, then, you know, who knows? You may uncover something by accident. You may message somebody by accident on social media, and then they decide to come snatch you up. Or you may be a friend with somebody that you don't know of who has ties to the militia community or something, and then they're looking at you. You know, and so, and besides, I mean, isn't it the right of the people to do what they're doing, these 450 that are in isolation? Why is the rest of the population not standing outside of their prison demanding they be released? Why not?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I thought that's what the Constitution said. What's going on here?
Exactly. And if you may mismessage some militia. You may mismessage. You may say something. But let me tell you something. They already know all about you. They know all about all of you. They know everything you're doing. They know when you did it, how you did it, and when it's time for them to come and get you, they're going to do it, and they're going to take you, and you're not going to have crap to say about it or do anything about it.
So basically then we just have to lay down, and
no.
We're just dumb slaves.
No.
And anybody who puffs their chest out there, just laugh at them because we're just not going to do anything about it.
No. No. That's what you think you do. You work behind the scenes is what you do. Like I said, you take notice of what they're doing, and you get the hell out of their way, and you disrupt them, because that's what they're doing to you. They're disrupting you with their lies, and quite frankly, foul mouths now, because they will say and do anything to take notice, to get in the news, to get their agendas carried forward, and it's one thing at a time. You know, to take away your weapons and all of that sort of thing, because if everyone in America took their weapons that they had and went down there and they got every branch of the service there, they'd be outnumbered 10-1. So they are scared to death of the American people. Like I said before, if the American people ever rose up and took a stand, they'd be out. And they do have tunnels underneath the ground because they're cowards. AOC was buildings away. AOC was buildings away, and what did she say? It was a war zone or something like this. She wouldn't know a war zone, you know, from a tampon, you know.
Well, listen. The thing of it is, though, is when does the apathy stop? I mean, everybody's preaching. When do you say enough is enough? And you say, because you know what? They're coming out with they come out with the microchip system or whatever. They crash the economy. They're screwing with our money. You know, you work your whole life. You do 401k. You go to get it, and it's gone. You know, I mean,
That's the name of the game. That's the name of the game. That's the name of the game, to take all your money and lie to you. And you have to be smart enough to figure out when they're going to do it and get your money beforehand. You know, listen, the coronavirus, when was it introduced? As a pandemic or whatever in the United States, December 31st, was that, or December 30th, supposedly?
I think somewhere around there, No, actually, I'm not sure. I think a little bit later, maybe in January, I think, maybe. I'm not sure. January 20th, maybe. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, then why was the WHO, the World Health Organization, soliciting for candidates for the COVID vaccine in mid-December?
I don't know. I mean, they knew. I mean,
well, there you
I
go.
I think it spread kind of fast there, but
you're being lied to. You're being manipulated. Listen, they created a worldwide pandemic because of Trump to stay in power. They don't want you to see the election fraud. They don't want you to know about Trump. They don't want you doing what they're doing, and they will do anything. They shut down the world. Do you think you matter to them whatsoever? Just stay the hell out of their way.
Well, you know, armies have stood up. I mean, the Founding Fathers stood up to the world. They were the greatest empire on earth at that time, and compared to today, they, you know, so they went against. The problem is you have to look at the people. The people are just not like them back then. They're just not moral. They just don't have no honor. They're not willing. And plus, you know, they had just as much to sacrifice because they were sacrificing their families and their fortunes and what they had. You know, people, you say, well, you got a lot more today. You got a lot more, we didn't flat screen TVs, nice cars, tools.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, so you got a lot more to give up. And people don't want to give it up because they think everything's going to be okay. Someone else will fix it for me. And that's an apathy and allowing other people to fix things for you. I mean, so basically, I mean, I think we had these conversations before when we had the theology shows. You know, you got to start looking at God, you know, your higher power, and you have the answer to this when you die. I think I prayed it in the beginning, actually, Braveheart.
Of course you do.
You know?
I think your latter statement is correct, but not the former. Everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay. It will be. It always has been. Nothing has changed. It's the same crap that goes around all the time. They just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And as soon as you get another jacket.
Say that to the guy that's getting his head chopped off over there from ISIS in the Middle East. You know, everything's going
to
be okay. You know, I mean, there's
Middle
individual
the
victims in this battle.
Well, yeah, then don't go to the Middle East.
Victims.
Well, I don't know. You're going to save the world? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, what I'm saying is that there's victims and the casualty rate is becoming now. They got our targets. That was the purpose of the documentary. There is the target is becoming you, me, and everybody. So, you know, what's the best course of action?
Of course, the target is becoming you and me and everybody. We've always been the target. And they're just getting more brazen now and doing what they want. And they got somebody in the White House now that doesn't even know where he is. You know, and like I said, presidents are selected. They're not elected. And you're right. Trump didn't run the country. It was run by someone else. And he was doing things. You know, gas is over $3 a gallon now. I mean, they're hitting you in your pocketbook. You're paying for the pandemic. Everyone else is paying for it. They're not. You know, so they will do anything to get what they want, and we know what they want. We all know what they want because they say it, and they're getting more and more brazen. And if you say vote them out, well, if that's the only way you're going to get them out, besides throw them out or a tree outside, then that's what you need to do.
Now, you're not going to vote them out because I think that's what January 6th was all about. You know, obviously the election was rigged. Let me tell you something. When you have one guy that shows up has a rally in a state, let's just say Pennsylvania, and 60,000 people show up, and then the same guy shows up a couple of days later and has his rally, only 13 people show up, how the hell did he win that state?
Well,
you know, it's common sense.
There were more FBI agents involved in this January 6th that actually planned and committed these crimes, supposed crimes. They're not crimes. We have a right to petition our government. But there were more FBI agents that weren't charged with anything that were participating in this January 6th so-called insurrection, which it wasn't, than they're letting on. They're not going to tell you. You're never going to find out the truth. You're never going to find out who shot Kennedy because they're not going to let you know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there was any FBI there at the Capitol. I don't know. It could be media propaganda, and you want to know why. And this is what they do, is there's a traitor in the mix, and everybody starts looking at each other, and then they eat each other up, you know. So I'm not sure about that because, you know, I watch videos and everything. I don't know if
there's
provocateurs. I mean, is there provocateurs? I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, even if there was a few in there, you had 450,000 people there. You don't have 450,000 FBI agents. So, and I'm sure they didn't have 20,000 FBI agents there, maybe a handful of that. So if that few was able to instigate a crowd of 450,000, I'd say, wow, I'd put those guys need to lead the world then because they, you know, they got a lot of influence, you know. So I don't know.
Don't dismiss anything because you can't, because you don't know what the truth is.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. So, I don't know. We'll see.
This is the point. We don't know, but someone does, and they're not telling you. Jeffrey Epstein's account has suddenly started receiving and sending out cash deposits. How is this possible?
Where's he sending the cash deposits to?
Listen, do your own research. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Well, I don't know. Jeffrey, it could be, you know, who knows? We don't know if it's real or not. It could be just a made-up news story. I don't know. You know, I know I didn't get no cash deposit.
Well, you know, if you read it on the Internet, if you read it on the Internet, you know it's got to be true.
Yeah, well. All right, well, anybody else here want to chime in here? 657-383-0616, the global set, the new world order. I think we pretty much covered everything right there. I mean, is it going to happen? I mean, what can you do about it? You say just get out of their way, you know.
Can I talk about these spam and phishing calls for a moment?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I've talked about them before. And I was lucky the other day that I got one that actually – gave their real number, but they gave a fake caller ID, a different name, Willy Wonka or something. They put for the caller ID, but the number was accurate. And they were calling from Discover credit card. No, this was Amazon. I'm sorry, they were calling from Amazon. Yeah, Discover's another one. They're on my list too. They're next to get targeted. And they called me from Amazon for a $776 iPhone Super Mac. Double twisted super laser something or whatever, you know, another spam or whatever. And long story short, after I called them back 45 times, they didn't appreciate me anymore. And it being Amazon and a corporation the way it was, you know, they just when they finally answered the phone after all those calls, they wouldn't even say anything to me anymore. Until they came out with vulgarities and everything else, when I wasn't vulgar or any of them. I just told them, you're calling me about this charge on my Amazon account, and they'd swear at me and they'd hang up, and I'd just keep calling them back. But the sad part about this is that not only do many of these people spoof their phone numbers or change their caller ID, which is a very easy thing to do for anybody that knows what they're doing. They actually got into the phone company somehow, and they made it so that when we call their number, it goes to this number is no longer in service. So they did something with the phone companies. So I typed a letter off to the FCC and everyone of that nature, indicating that, you know, as a United States citizen, which I am, which I happen to be, I find it very disheartening that the laws of this country that these people are violating, which are crimes, which are larceny and things of that nature, and attempted larceny, and that we write to the FCC, we write to our phone companies, and the only thing that can be done is for you to press *57 to be charged $4.95 so that the telephone company can track the call. But then when you try to access the records, the telephone company won't tell you anything about it, that you have to hire an attorney to subpoena the records from them to show in a court case. So I wrote to the FCC and our Congress people, and I let them know that as a citizen, that someone sitting behind a computer in Taiwan can do these things, but someone who's actually paying for a service in America gets screwed again.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I was watching that documentary which YouTube took down about the Capitol riot and everything, and the people that they arrested. And I know you've been calling into the show for a long time. You remember Barry when he called in here, you know?
Yeah,
he called in here many, many times, and they were interviewing him, and so all that, he's an FBI informant. Well, he's sitting there in a dormitory right now. I mean, I've seen it, but they took the video down because it's offensive, I guess, because it violates, you know, safety standards, because I guess reporting on the is a safety standard. But the New World Order, I mean, Barry, I don't know. You know, he spoke a lot of rhetoric on here. You know, he did say a lot of things, but I don't think he was a follower. No, I just don't think he would. And he said that in the interview, too. He's like, you know, I talked to people via the phone, that's it. And then they came and scooped me up, you know. So I don't know. I don't know the specifics of the case. I don't know what's going on with him. You know, all I know is he used to call. And I remember him debating with Mandelicon. I remember that debate. Whoa, boy. At it, you know, but, yeah, butter knives. Remember he said he was coming after. what's that?
I didn't say anything, but I have something to comment about that. You know, I've said it time and time again. You know, this isn't my opinion. These are facts. The FBI will have you work for them. The FBI will signal out people to have them fulfill their obligations, and then these people end up in jail or they just disappear, and it happens time and time again. They will use you and spit you out when they're done.
Well, most likely. I mean, you know, he's definitely sitting behind bars and, you know, so Barry there, you know, I mean, he was, you know, he yelled into this show and he, you know, he let everybody have it a few times and, you know, and rhetoric. But you know what? Is that America? You can't say what you feel that's on your mind because it's anti-government. What's anti-government mean? What's that mean? I don't get it. You can't sit here and speak about things and talk about the Constitution, talk about, hey, you know, we need to step down this government, whatnot. That's against the law. I'm going to go to jail and be kidnapped. And furthermore, why would you let yourself get taken alive if you know you're going to be in there for the rest of your life in a concrete box? You know,
I'll give you a few reasons. Well, first of all, I agree with many of these militia out there. I believe in their white supremacy or whatever you want to call it of what they're doing. I believe that what they think they're doing is right and everything. The fact is that it's not that I have too much to lose. It's that everyone else has too much to lose. It doesn't matter whether I live or die, but who's going to suffer if I die? So to get involved with this sort of thing and to spout off my mouth when I have no way to back it up, and which takes dollars to back it up, if that's what it takes, just look at OJ, you know, or go down the line. It takes big money to back up. I don't have those resources. So you know what? I'll just do what I have to do and remain mute on that subject.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, they took down the documentary, so, but it was interesting. You know, I just feel bad for the guy. He's been in there this long, and snapping people and holding them without trial for so long. I mean, you know, we see it happen, and that's just something that we're going to have to address. I mean, it's going to have to be addressed. I got another caller here who wants to jump in here.
All right. I'm done for the evening, so get your other caller,
right.
And I'll continue listening. Have a good night.
All right, Connecticut. All right, 858.
Joseph, good evening. Question for you regarding your friend Peter Paul Ventura. He's a rapist, isn't he? Didn't he rape two girls at knife point? And he's one of your really good friends. Is that correct?
Yeah. Here we go. What would that have to do at all?
I'm just asking a question.
Hang on. Let me finish my question. I'm going to have to hang up on
you. I'm not trying to be mean. I just had a question.
Who's calling and where were you calling from?
Sir, is that true, Joseph, that your friend is a man who's a rapist and he has a knife?
Who are you and where were you calling from? If he doesn't want to answer, just hang up on him.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Your friend's a rapist?
It's not.
Your friend's with a...
Okay, hang on. There you go. Let me mute you. I'll mute you. I'll bring you back on, but let me answer the question here. No. And now it's my turn to ask you a question. What's the purpose of calling in to a podcast show when we're talking about the New World Order, the Constitution, people's liberty and their rights, and you bring up something to slander a man? Why would you do something like that? 858, now I'll give you a chance here to respond here, and I'd like to know where you're calling from. That would be a good idea, and I think I know who you are, but you can tell me again if you or tell me, please.
Yeah, San Antonio, Joseph. Again, the reason I ask you that is because you present yourself as a reasonable and intelligent individual, but the truth is you're a pervert yourself. I mean, you were a rat in prison, and then what did you do? You end up making friends with a rapist, a man who raped two women at knife point.
Uh-huh.
And so what does that say about you?
What's that say about me?
Yes.
I'm responsible for what someone else does.
Hey,
who did I rat on, by the way?
Where did I rat on? Kids, by the way?
Who did I rat on?
Where are your wife and kids?
Who did I rat on?
Where are your wife and kids right now, Joseph?
Who did I rat on? Answer the question, please.
Isn't 858 area code in California?
Yeah,
he's
dumped.
Not in San Antonio.
Exactly. So that's a lie, so that everything he self says is a lie.
Yeah.
So,
he's just a crank caller who just wants has nothing better to do.
Hey, tell your dad to shut his mouth when I'm talking, if you don't mind, Joseph.
So
everyone,
so you can't believe a word he
this
has
is
to
his dad,
say.
By the way.
Hang up on his ass.
Yeah, you can't believe a word he says, but you know that's how they do it. You see scumbags like that, and he's probably a pedophile. And usually, people who talk about stuff like that, rape and sexual content, they have a phobia about them, or some sort of fetish, or some sort of denial about their own life. And who knows? This guy could be a. I mean, if there is feds listening to this podcast, I would investigate this guy, because this guy right here. He sounds a little weird, you know. I mean, I don't know why he would call into a podcast show and flip the entire script of the entire show, you know. It makes no sense. Connecticut, are you still there?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm just listening. I told you I was going to remain mute. I just wanted to put my two cents in here. When this bullshit artist calls in that tries to push an agenda of perversion and everything over on everyone, you know.
Yeah, and they're trying to taint the show and the podcast and whatnot, you know, and that's what they're trying to do. And because it has a positive content, and what they got to do is they're going to start creeping in and doing silly nonsense like that. And what it is their buddy, and they're all from the same platform, that Tony Talk, you know. So, I mean, they all got those voice changers where they change their voice and whatnot, and they spoof their caller ID and all.
Well,
that's why
you get their name and their area code they're calling from, because if those two things are a lie, you know everything else is a lie, so you just hang up on them. You don't even bother listening to them. But some of them are pretty good. Some of them will go on for 5 minutes putting out a good story just to say something perverted.
Yeah. I've gotten that. I mean, why call and attack a man that's not even on the platform? I mean, I don't understand. And then you get people. How about the one that calls in pretending to be the pastor that calls? That either, if anybody who's listening and doesn't know, he's referencing to probably my Easter show and other shows I've done where I've had this pastor come on and preach and talk about theology and whatnot. And what happens is the devil goes insane. And they run out of 3 minutes of brain time, any other liberal, and they start going nuts, and they're drowning in 2 feet of water, and they're punching up at the sky, just grasping at anything they can grab, and which is nothing, and then they end up just drowning themselves. They're just pathetic people, you know. And you know, he tricked me there with the phone number, you know, spoofing his caller ID, and you know, doing that. So, but that's fine. I've been doing a good job keeping them all off of here. They can go in the chat room and play their little game. So, but anyway, is the Constitution dead? Is the Constitution dead? I mean, is there any hope for us? I mean, is there any hope for the Republic? And I mean, they got us fighting with each other. Alex Jones there made a great point where, you know, they're fighting with each other. One beats down the other one, but he's injured and tired, so he opens up the door, and the third one comes in and kills him. And that's all they're doing, and they're just coming after us in a similar way, and they're coming after all of us. So I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I like to listen to what other people have to say, but unfortunately we get too many spammers on here. So, but maybe we'll go live. I can't go live on Facebook, you know. Listen to this, everybody. I can't go live on Facebook because I posted a picture of an American flag and four men and women in uniform, and they were holding I just can't say it. It's so mean. It's just treachery and sadism. They were holding guns. Oh, I got it out. Guns. They were holding guns. Oh, my Lord. And so I got banned off of Facebook for 60 days for that. So actually, the ban started last year. They just kept reinstating my account and then banning me again, and then reinstating and banning it again. So they actually got me on a year of suspension. I can actually get my privileges of going live and advertising in about, I think it's about 30 days. So unreal. Let's see. We got a private caller here. Let's see. Let's take this private caller. Go ahead, private caller.
Hey, I got a couple signs of encouragement for you, at least one. You might be encouraged by what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Every single sheriff in Utah has signed a letter vowing to protect Second Amendment rights and advising citizens they are working to prevent and prepare for potential violence. Every single Utah sheriff signed a letter released this week by the president of the Utah Sheriff's Association, Cache County Sheriff Jed Jensen. Jensen had promised to fight for residents' constitutional rights in an April statement. Recently, President Biden talked about several proposed measures of gun control and plans to sign executive orders. Unconstitutional gun control in any measure will not happen in Cache County on my watch. I stand at the forefront of this county to protect your rights from government overreach. So, it's not all dismal.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not all dismal. You're absolutely right. That's a good story right there. I've got a couple others here who want to chime in here. I'll bring them on here real quick here because they could be briefly. It could be brief callers. We'll see. 210, go ahead.
Sarge, how's it feel to be on the line with a pedophile?
All right, okay, there we go. He's gone. All right. All right, anybody else here? No? Okay. All right, well, there we go. They're out in full force tonight, Sarge.
Yeah, well.
Must be a full moon.
Well, you know, for all I know, too, you might be an astronaut. You just haven't told us yet. I mean, it's possible,
this guy,
right?
I don't know where they get this stuff from, man. They just, he already called in and said I was a rat. So I don't know. Who'd I rat on? I don't know. But,
speaking of rat, you've been hearing about all these FBI informants supposed to be in the news behind the January 6th insurrection. That's starting to gain a little bit of traction. Yeah, I missed that part. But, yeah, I noticed. It's starting to gain a little traction.
Yeah, that's what they say. I don't think it's true. I don't think there were any at all. If there was, there were very few. I believe it's just them pitting ourselves against each other. I covered the Great Reset and the New World Order's plan and, what their agenda is and whatnot. And I played a documentary there, Alex Jones. How about this one here? Portland Police Riot Squad resigns. June 10th becomes federal holiday. Scientists convert plastic waste into vanilla flavoring. Huge George Floyd statue unveiled in Newark. What's up with that? You know, that's true. What are we going to do with this guy, George Floyd?
Well, look, I don't know if there were any informants, FBI operatives who agitated the crowd there or not, but given the FBI's track record of what we already know, and are certain the FBI has done that's been shady, I don't see why it's so improbable.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. You know, I mean, I just don't think there were many of them there, to be honest with you. I just don't think there was. I think they're just using that as a story to pin us against each other. But I'll play a quick one of this one, if I can get it going here, the audio. The globalist revolution here. I don't know how much I can get of it, but on audio, maybe. We'll see. My audio's been messing up. Oh. I got backup noise here. I'm not going to be able to get it. I got too much background. I got too much background noise. I can't get it. The globalist revolution. That's. I watched that one earlier today. It's pretty good, actually. It shows the globalists and their agenda, basically, and what they're trying to pull them over. They're trying to get us against fight with each other, you know, start a race war. The white man is the evil guy, you know, and it's just it ain't true. You know, it just ain't true. We got to be diligent and come together. We got to come together, Sarge. But Connecticut says that we should just get out of their way and stay out of their way and just live our lives and try to do our best to stay out of their way. What do you think?
Man, look, I, for the life of me, I'm trying to understand how, in God's name, this thing could be gaining any sort of traction whatsoever. And I'm not sure it really has gained a lot of traction other than with fanatics, when you're literally going to declare war on the largest group of men in the country. That just don't make any sense to me whatsoever. David Central declared open season on the largest single group of men. That's white men. How do, I mean, well, what do they expect to gain from this other than, like you said, chaos?
Well,
did they expect white men to acquiesce, in, you know, in their own, I don't know, downfall?
They're doing a good job with social
media.
A good job, Sarge, with social media and not connecting with groups. You don't see any militia posts anymore. You don't see any type of anti-government rhetoric. They just kick you right off. Everybody's pretty still much banned anyway from January 6th. I mean, or people that left this platform. But, I mean, it's just insane. I mean, I was just talking about earlier, Barry Croft, he came on this show. He was one of the guys that got arrested for the attempted kidnapping of the governor, which it wasn't. It was a citizen's arrest. And he did an interview on a front line there. And, you know, he came on this podcast. It was about a little over a year ago. Well, last year at this time, actually, I think it was. He came on here numerous times on this podcast talking, and he got into big debates with MandelaCon and whatnot, and he got arrested for it, and they did an interview, and he really didn't have nothing to do with it, he said. You know, he says, you know, he only socialized with people through social media. So if they're arresting people through social media, we're in trouble.
Well, they're doing it in Canada. They had a guy on Carlson last night, of a French Conservative Party leader who got arrested down there when the leader of this province told him not to come in there. He came in there and he got arrested.
Oh, you missed the beginning of the podcast. I had Carlson, what he had to say on here. I could play it again so you could hear it and see what, because he addresses the January 6th thing since you brought it up. It's only about 5 minutes long. I'll play him here real quick.
Twitter is saying that people who are secretly working with the FBI cannot be charged for encouraging others to commit crimes. Well, yes, exactly. That's the very point we made on this show last night. That's why they haven't been charged, because they were secretly working with the FBI. So in an effort to shut us down, Twitter just confirmed what we suggested was true. Thanks, Twitter. They are morons. It's pretty funny. Less funny, though, is the Justice Department's role in January 6th. Federal law enforcement appear to have played a role in what happened that day. We'd tell you more about it. We'd love to, but we don't have subpoena power. We're just a cable news show. Congress does have subpoena power, and let's hope they use it immediately.
Anyone that studied...
Well, what do you think? Wait, Sarge, so he addressed it there, and so they're saying, I guess it's leaked out now, that they were involved, the Justice there when the January 6th thing, but I really don't think they were. I just don't think they were. I just
well,
don't.
Well, you know what the definition of entrapment is, don't you?
Not really, not word for word, but I got an idea. To deceive somebody into doing something by committing a crime and letting them see you do it, right? I mean, that's a
primarily. There's one more element you got to add in there. You got to enjoin someone or convince someone to commit a crime that they otherwise would not be inclined to commit. Like, for instance, if they solicit you, they're looking for a second-story man or somebody who can drive real good to drive a getaway car, and then you go ahead and encourage them to do the crime on a certain date, that's not entrapment. But if you totally set up the situation and they show no inclination to do the crime until you suggest it, then that's entrapment.
Well, that's
so it's got
to,
you
gotta
show
got
some kind of inclination to do the crime beforehand, and all you do is just offer advice or help them set up a plan, or that's not entrapment. If, like, you get solicited to participate in a crime and then you suggest a way in which the crime can be carried out, that's not entrapment. But if you only hatch it and it comes completely from you, and they say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, let's do that crime, well, that's entrapment.
All right, let me bring on 310 here. Go ahead, 310.
Is it true that you molested your children?
Oh, all right, you're off the air. All right, he's spoofing his caller ID now. I thought it was somebody else, actually. He's spoofing his caller ID. Yeah, you're right, the entrapment thing. But the thing of it is, though, is that if the militias are they just came out with it. They voted it in. Biden's going to use it. Look, man, if they deem you a domestic terrorist, you're all done. You're shut down, period.
Oh, man, that might take you to Guantanamo Bay and keep you there forever and not even tell anybody where you're at.
Well, they're already doing it. How many people have been arrested? Bitbanker said it. 450 people are in isolation right now.
Yeah,
for trespassing, no charges.
And they got them locked away in dungeons somewhere for trespassing.
I mean,
nobody's been charged with insurrection or sedition. Nobody. They charge with various branches of trespass. A lot of it is misdemeanor trespass. Some of it's felony trespass. But, I mean, all of it is like, you know, man, it sounds – and no bail?
Well, let me read it to you right now.
You know,
this is what they just did. The Biden administration – if I can get the Apple News here pulled up, the Biden administration – this is what Politico – is from Politico. White House unveils strategy to combat domestic terrorism. A federal review found that militia extremists and radical – I mean, racially and ethnically motivated – violent extremists pose the deadliest terrorism threat to the United States. That's what it says. It says the White House on Tuesday announced a cross-agency strategy to combat domestic terrorism 2 weeks after President Joe Biden promised the upcoming release during his remarks commemorating the Tulsa massacre. The effort is the culmination of a review led by the National Security Council of how the U.S. has dealt with the growing threat. It reiterates that militia extremists and racially and ethnically motivated violent extremists, predominantly white supremacists, are the most lethal and persistent terrorism threat facing the United States today. Further, this has found that violent extremists who promote the superiority of the white race have the most persistent transnational connections and may have frequent contact with violent extremists, a senior administration official said. But the review did not find a strong connection between the domestic terrorism and foreign actors, the official noted. So they just double-talked right there. They contradict themselves. This is largely today inside-out problem, not an outside-in problem, the official said, though adding that there are adversaries seeking to sow divisions in our society. In a speech at the Justice Department headquarters, Great Hall Attorney General Merrick Garland touted the new national strategy. He noted that foreign terrorism remains a threat. At the same time, we must respond to domestic terrorism with the same sense of purpose and dedication, he told the audience. Garland also expressed thanks for the critical cooperation of ordinary Americans who, in acts large and small, have shown they are our best partners in keeping America safe. He specifically noted that citizens sent in countless helpful pieces of documentary evidence related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Okay, and then he goes on to further say, that means tackling racism in America, the strategy document reads, it means protecting Americans from gun violence and mass murders. It means ensuring that we provide early intervention and appropriate care for those who pose a danger to themselves or others. Some of its recommendations build on steps the administration has already taken. The document highlights the importance of a better information sharing between the feds and the state and local governments on domestic threat, as well as the importance of gathering better intelligence on extremism. Both challenges have been major priorities for the Department of Homeland Security and Alejandro Mayorkas, I can't pronounce his name, to help DHS, U.S. Attorney's Office, and FBI field office have necessary resources to address domestic terrorism. The administration is seeking over $100 million in the president's fiscal year 2022 fiscal budget for this. What do you think, Sarge?
Yeah. Man, look, I think all I'm listening to is gender propaganda. There is really no – they really haven't shown us any evidence to justify – this sort of action, given their utter obliviousness to months of rioting in the cities that destroyed billions of dollars worth of property and killed a couple of dozen people, more than a couple dozen people. I mean, I refuse to accept it on its face value. They're going to have to show me something that's a lot more concrete than they've shown thus far. No, I don't.
They're coming after people. I mean, look, I've just told you about the guy there, my buddy Barry Croft, who, you know, he was come on this show. He came on this show many times. Barry did, and he's sitting there inside of a prison right now because they said he was going to kidnap the governor, of Michigan, and even the guy in the documentary said one of the most violent men in America right now, and he labels him that. How could he be the most violent? He hasn't been convicted of nothing yet. And you're calling him and you're labeling him the most violent man in America in these right-wing militia groups. Come on, man. You know, I mean, that right there discredits the whole entire documentary. I'm glad it was taken off of YouTube. You know, it's just total nonsense. But the fact of the matter is, how do you call militia terrorists, the oath keepers, the three percenters? What have they done? But yet, the same documentary, Sarge, the lady from the Justice Department is calling Antifa a movement. Not a domestic terrorist, a movement. That's what she says. They're a movement. Unbelievable. I couldn't believe my ears when I heard that lady from the Justice Department say that. That is unbelievable. Antifa is more of an Americanized group that we should respect, not the militia. Wow. We've really lost our way in America. We really have. Still there, Sarge? Might have lost you, Sarge. Maybe I did. I don't know.
That's what these people do.
Yeah, they'll shut you down. Well, they're probably Blog Talk Radio in here, backdoor me. Who knows? I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know, but... Oh, there you are, Sarge. There you are. I was wondering where you were. No, I hear some background noise there. Oh, Sarge dropped. Sarge's got some connection problems tonight, I guess. I don't know. So we played the Alex Jones and the Tucker Carlson thing. There's a documentary on that, the January 6th there. Everyone's saying, yeah, now the FBI infiltrated the January 6th thing. Nah, I don't think so. I think it's just a lie. I think they're just trying to pit us against each other, you know. But anyway, what they did say is that, look, we can't be fighting with each other. We've got to come together and see this thing through, because this is what they want. They want us fighting with each other. Alex Jones made a great scenario in there. You got the two fish, they're fighting with each other. One beats up the other one, kills it, and they're sick and tired of the other one, and then he opens up the door, and the third one comes in and kills him. And that's all these globalists are doing. That's all they're doing. That's how they're backdooring us. And they're going to do it through the vaccinations. They're trying, you know, they're doing it. I mean, the agenda of these evil, sick bastards is just so hideous. So hideous. And I'll read one of them right now, one of the reports on the Globalist Revolution Special report that I played a few nights ago. That was very so informing. That was amazing there, how the guy broke it down. I mean, it was very well said. I mean, I've watched a lot of documentaries on the New World Order. But this UN document there, 2020-727, read that one, Overview of Security Council Letters. This was a letter from the president of the Security Council containing the briefings provided, statements given by states during the 17th July open BTC or conflict related, and it goes on to about sexual violence, human rights, protection of civilians, women, peace and security, youth, peace and security, children, armed conflict, terrorism, small arms, arms control, and disarming it, including small arms, disarming it. Oh, let's see what they got to say about that. We'll read that one up. Let's see here. This one would be Security Council Resolution 2310. This was a resolution on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the signature of Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. The resolution on the nuclear nonproliferation and disarmament. Okay, that's what they're talking about, not small arms. There, Council reaffirmed in its commitment to an early negotiated solution to the Iranian nuclear, okay, was a presidential statement to need to address the threat posed by landmines. No, that wasn't it. I'm trying to get down to the bottom where they talk about America's guns. I saw it earlier.
Simplest thing you got to remember: when a politician's talking, he's lying. It's the way it's always been, and it's the way it always will be. You know, one of the best things you've done, you see, you're not going to change the minds of too many elders out there, but you had, for lack of a better term, young ones on here before. Those are the people's minds that we have to get to. Is just like Sarge said, those deputies. You see, it's all not lost, because there's plenty of good American people out there that will stand up and fight when the time comes. That's why with this vaccine and the Koch's postulants, like I said, because no one bothered looking that up, because everyone took the vaccine, even though it's a fraud, even though it's only an emergency order and you don't have to. But since everyone did it, they can enforce it on you. If people refused it, they couldn't have gotten what they wanted.
Yeah, Yeah, that's true. And I put documents up in the chat rooms of other podcasts, show them documents that they can use where employers cannot force you to take a vaccination. They can't.
That has to do with the 1905 Jacobson case, as I mentioned before. When everyone does it, they can make you do it, and they will make you do it. Look up the case, 1905, the Jacobson case. That's why no one should have taken this vaccine, because it's not a vaccine, because the virus has never been isolated. You can't make a vaccine for something you don't know what you're making it for.
Private caller, is that Sarge? You back on there, Sarge?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I dropped off, but I found
out. I got another private caller here. Go ahead.
Donald Trump, man, he said
that might be Sarge.
That, you know, we were never going to...
Hello?
No, wait a
Hello?
Minute. Hang on, Sarge. I connected two private callers by accident here. Hang on. Well, go ahead, private caller. What are you... All right. He wants to play games. Okay. Yo, you're so clever. You're so clever with playing my show over and over, you spoof, you idiot. Go ahead, Sarge. Floor is yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Donald Trump, the thing is called the Arms Trade Treaty, the, you know, the small arms thing you're talking about. Donald Trump said, last year or before the election, he said, under my administration, back in the spring last year, he said, we will never surrender American sovereignty to anyone. We'll never allow foreign bureaucrats to trample on your Second Amendment freedom. And he said, I'm officially announcing today that the United States will be revoking the effect of America's signature from this badly misguided treaty.
Yeah, but that's doing, Trump ain't doing us no good right now. Biden's
well, no,
it.
You got to remember, it was signed by Obama, but the Senate never ratified it. See, the president can sign these treaties, but if the Senate doesn't ratify it, it ain't a treaty. We're not bound by it.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We got a number of private callers here. Go ahead. I'll take one more. Go ahead. Let's see what you got to say. Unmuted. Private caller. No? You don't want to talk? Okay. I'll unmute. Oh, go ahead. Next private caller.
Next private.
Unmuted. No? You too? All quiet. Yeah, why do you guys press 1 then if you don't want to talk? I don't get it. And then they hang up. I don't get it. I don't understand. Let's try this one. Go ahead. Next
now
private caller.
Now host queue. You are now in host queue. You are now off the host queue. You are now in
all right, he's playing games. They're playing games.
According to the recount they did in Georgia, Biden lost by 12,000, but you don't hear too much of that, do you? Yeah, but you don't hear too much of that. That's just one county.
Which county
was
that?
He's talking about the audit. He's talking about the audit, right?
I don't know which county it was off the top of my head, but that's only one county.
Yeah, I think it was Fulton County.
Yes,
Fulton,
it was.
That was it. Yep.
Yes, it was. Yes. That means Biden lost Georgia. That means that we have an illegitimate president and an illegitimate Congress, and what's being done.
Well, what's the local news station down there in Georgia, in Fulton there? I call them and ask them, what's the news on that, you know?
They haven't heard anything.
You know, I just get curious. I mean, I call them up live. I mean, that's how you're going to get answers, right? I mean, you know, just see what the heck's going on in the newsroom, live newsroom. They got a live number.
I'll look it up.
All right.
Well, like I said, you know, there's no mechanism for changing this election other than what I told you, you know, voluntary resignation and installation. But like I said, for every constitutional wrong, there's supposed to be a remedy, even if they got to set precedent to do it.
Yeah.
And clearly stealing an election is a constitutional wrong. So they got to set a precedent and do something unprecedented, then let the courts do it. Because, if they prove that that election was stolen by audits that are objective and cannot be denied, and, you know, we got foreign attacks from overseas to switch the results of the election through electronic manipulation, I mean, it can't stand. There's got to be something that has to be done about it, or the alternative is, as we all know, force of arms. You can't say anything else.
Say that, Sarge. You can't say that now. You can't say that because otherwise you're going to be sitting with Barry there and the rest of them. You know.
Yeah. Well, I tell you.
You know, I mean, they'll come flashbanging. Where were you, Sarge, on January? Where were you at? I thought I saw one black guy in the crowd.
Well, they can pretend that history doesn't exist. And, but they're not going to be able to change it by simply telling people to just shut their mouths about it.
That's true. That's
no matter how many people they lock up. They lock up a bunch of individuals, but they can't lock up everybody who might be inclined to think the same way.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I got one of the news agencies here. Let's see if I got one of them here, if I can get somebody live right away. I'll just ask them, you know, if they heard anything about the recount. Fulton, was it, Sarge? Fulton?
I believe it was.
All right, let me call him up. Says dialing. There we go. Took a while to connect. I wonder why. Hopefully I don't get a voicemail. Hello? Hello? Hello, is this the newsroom? Hello? All right, maybe not. Hello? I guess they don't want to talk to me. Hello? Nope, they dropped. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. That's the number they said call. I don't know. That was the news. I'll try it one more time. I got a bad connection from the get-go. You heard it. It took a while to connect. Let's try it again.
Well, they have a flood watch down there, too, so it could be underwater. I'm looking up Fox News Channel 5, but it's very difficult. They have everything on their website except the contact number.
Yeah. The main phone. I forgot. This might be the wrong one. That's why. Hang on.
They have FCC contact information, so.
Yeah, if they don't answer, I got the main number right here. Hello? Hello, newsroom? Newsroom? Hello? No?
They got the Fox 5 voter guide on here, so you know they're up on it.
For some reason, they're not answering. I don't know why. It's not like that Pink Floyd song where it's bleep, 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 bleep. For some reason, they're not answering. What are we going to take you calling back? Operator. Oh, wait. What's that? Going crazy here, my call board. Oh, they hung up again. All right, that's not the main. I got the main number here, so let's call the main number. We'll try that one. I just want to ask one simple question. Look what they do to you, you know? Just trying to get a hold of somebody here. It's a nightmare. 1, 2, 3. All right, here we go. This is the main number. We'll see. We'll try this one here. Good old Georgia.
It's going to be a merry-go-round.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to answer. I got a bad connection tonight for some reason.
Yeah, they ain't got a propagandist ready to tell you. Nonsense, yeah.
Well, be a good one to try to ask. It says the main number. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Thank you for calling WSB Television.
Okay.
Our office hours are from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday.
That's it.
Dial.
Oh, well. No, can't get nobody there. That was Channel 2 news, but what did you say? You had Channel 8? You don't have got number Channel 8, huh?
I have a number for WAGA, the number they filed with the FCC, so you might get someone here.
All right. Go ahead. Give it to me.
404-898-0237.
Zero 0237?
Yes.
All right. Okay, we'll try that one. Well, we got some time here. Take it on the dial for some reason. There we go. It is late, you know. It's 10:44, so I'm thinking it's early. No, not going to get anybody, I don't think. No, it gives me no option to hang up on him either. That's just going to ring now on me forever. I got no option to hang up this phone right now. What? I've never seen Blog Talk do this. Wait a minute. Let's try it this way. Here we go. Hang up. There we go. All right. Boy, my chat room's going real well. It's crazy. It could be these hackers here tonight. They just keep calling in. And go ahead, private number. Go ahead. You've been calling in. What do you need? No? Silence?
Hello?
Private caller.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I said, hell, go ahead 3 times. Go ahead.
Hello? This is Kenny Powers.
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me? Hello?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Okay. This is Kenny Powers over here. I'm the manager at Subway Restaurant. We got a special on Bridget in the bathroom. All right,
asshole. Yeah, here we go. There's Ferrara, the jackass now. Here he goes. Just so stupid. You know? Boy, what is it? It's Friday night, boy. There must be a full moon out there, huh? All the queers and homos and steers and all the inbreds are coming out tonight. Guys, let's go after Joe Gibson, huh? You know? Hey, you can't even know where Subway is. Oh, boy. All right, closing thoughts to tonight's podcast. Go ahead, Connecticut. You go first, and I'll let Sarge go ahead.
Well, other than Sarge and myself and all the other calls, it just goes to show you what kind of America we have and what they think about. And these are the kind of people that we really need to get rid of. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, but not violent. Now, you're not promoting violence, though. It makes that clear now. You're not condoning violence. You mean lawfully and legally, right? Like they need to be mental institutionalized, right?
Well, maybe they should go to Russia and go on a cosmonaut trip or something. I don't know. Yeah, you know, they definitely need their heads examined. That's for damn sure. And not by an American doctor, because they'll just prescribe more drugs for them, which they're probably already on anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, go ahead, Sarge. I wish you would have caught the beginning there of the podcast here. We played a good intro there with the about the New World Order and the Global Reset. But go ahead, Sarge. The floor is yours.
Well,
Take as much time as you need, man.
The problem with trying to use reason and being rational with people who are bereft of it is that they become more fanatical, more unhinged, more demented the more reason that they see. And that seems to be the problem with many of the people we got to deal with here. The more facts you show them, the more logic you bring to them, the more linear the situation is, the more demented they get. I don't know where this ends if that's going to be the case. Fanaticism seems to be the order of the day today.
Just like a Democrat.
I got another newsroom number here, though. I got another one here real quick. This one might work. This one might work from what I was told. So I called it. So I think it might work. So let's see here. Just a quick question to the newsroom. We'll see how they snowblow us and give us a run around here. All right, here we go. This is the newsroom in Atlanta, Georgia. Blog Talk Radio works. What's going on at Blog Talk Radio? Now the screening room don't even want to work. Look at that. There it goes.
Fox 5 Atlanta. How may we help you?
Oh, yes. How you doing? I was just wondering if I haven't heard any news lately, but down in Fulton there on the recount of the election that you guys reported on. Have you guys done any stories on that? I missed it, but just wondering what the results were or if you've got anything on it.
Not today. I don't know that. I believe there was something about them possibly considering recounting again, but I haven't heard anything about them having finished. We do have reporters who keep track of the story, but they've not reported anything new today.
Oh, okay. So there's nothing new today. But they already recounted once, and they found that Trump actually won, right? And then they're going to recount it again, right?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm not the right person to ask. I'm sorry.
And there's no one else here. Oh, okay. I appreciate your time. I just was trying to get the latest on it. Maybe see if you heard anything. You know, it concerns our country and Georgia, our state. So I just was curious. That's all.
Yes or no? I think the last story we might have turned on that was a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, what was the report a couple of weeks ago, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, because I missed it. I've been traveling, so that's why I'm back around, so I just was wondering. So everybody was talking about it out in Arizona, that's why.
Forgive me, I don't really remember all of it. I just know there was a story about it or something about it. I just don't know what that was. We just go through a lot, so I can't remember it all.
We've heard a little bit about that, and you know, it doesn't matter whether they win or lose. It matters who counts the votes.
Right.
all righty. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Okay. All right.
They'll keep recounting them until Trump doesn't win.
We got to recount. That guy sounded like he had a little sugar in his tank, huh? Sounded like Ferrara. That guy that called in. Hey, Ferrara, I got you a boyfriend down there. Yeah, God's Rainbow Ministries there or whatever.
I don't know if the audit has uncovered any concrete evidence of Trump winning, but I know they're due to depose the dynamic duo. You know, Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Wandrea, sometime after the 24th. So I'm really, really interested in seeing what they're got to say. They can depose under oath.
Maricopa County down there in Arizona, I heard there was 2.1 million votes for Trump that they uncovered. And not a peep about it on the freaking news media.
I haven't heard that.
I got to look into that then.
Is it Stacey Abrams that's from Georgia? Am I correct saying that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, she owns or she's part of the people who count the votes.
Yeah, she had a lot to do with hiring them.
There you go. What do you think?
You think most of them ended up in the Gulf of Mexico?
New plan that Joe Manchin is proposing on HR1, it is the same, it's almost the same plan that she was all hot to trot against in Georgia.
What's the plan?
Unreal, these people.
What's the plan?
You know, about, allowing more voter access and, you know, ballot drops and ballot harvesting. And the thing that you were so upset when Georgia changed its voting law and the Major League Baseball withdrew it, as she was talking about, it was racist and denying people the right to vote. Well, Joe Manchin came up with a plan that's almost identical to the Georgia law, and she's all
for
that.
Why, Sarge? Sarge, where's all the conservatives at? Where's everybody around the country? Look how long it's been now. There was plenty of time to change the voting practices and laws and procedures so that we're ready for the upcoming midterms. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. All they're doing is recount, like Connecticut said there, recount, recount, recount. Why are the election laws locally, and we can do this locally, in our local districts, in our counties, in our towns, why are we not inquiring at least? Why aren't they calling like me right now? I'm calling other counties and other states to find out what the hell's going on. Why are we not calling our local county and cities and states and municipalities and saying, or proposing town hall meetings where this could be addressed and fixed now? You know?
$1,000 question.
Well, sure as hell ain't nobody calling in here giving me no answers or solutions. All I'm getting is a bunch of faggots from around the freaking Blog Talk Radio that don't know nothing about nothing trying to, you know. But anyway.
Sarge said it quite accurately. The more logic you tell these people, the crazier they go. And there are more Democrats out there that as soon as you say Trump, their heads just explode. It doesn't matter what they say or what he did. Their heads just explode. There is no logic with them.
Well, 657-383-0616, press number 1. I'll get you on screen uncensored here since we obviously turned into a troll half there at the end of the show. We'll take one more private caller. Go ahead. No.
Hi, this is Tony Ferrar. Will you support the Gay Pride Month this month, Joey? This is Tony Ferrar. Kenny says hi, but Bridget's in the bathroom at Subway.
All right. No, I don't support the Gay Pride movement there. If you want to have Gay Pride, then you go in that bathroom and you can practice your Gay Pride with Kenny or whoever you want. And whatever you do at your own home is your own business. But don't march down my streets or my community streets or my town streets waving damn no rainbow flag or any other kind of flag, because I don't want to see it, and neither should my children, and neither should my fellow Americans and community leaders should not even condone that. I mean, should not even allow that in marching up and down the street there. And just like how I pissed off a lot of the gay people about the Pulse nightclub shooting. Hey, look, I don't promote it. I don't agitate anyone out there to hurt anybody. If you're gay, that's fine. Just don't, like I said, bring it out into the open. You know, you guys don't need nightclubs to dance and dance your music and hump each other or rub or whatever you do, but ride the Bronco, whatever the heck you do in your gay nightclubs. You know, but we don't need that perversion. We don't need to turn our communities into Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay? Because God has said very clearly what homosexuality really is, what it's worthy of, you know, and it's an abomination, and it's a sickness. And I will pray for any homosexual, and you should get help and try to get, you know, some sort of counseling, because it's a choice. It's not, you're not born that way. You're not born. You don't see a male zebra screwing another male zebra. You don't see a male lion screwing another male lion. You're just not born that way. It doesn't work that way. It's taught. It's taught. And that's what it is. Homosexuality is taught. And it's perversion. That's it. So shut up, Ashley, in the chat room. All right? Go lose weight, Ashley. Go join Richard Simmons' diet or whatever you got to do. All right? Get out of my chat room. All right, anybody, all right. I guess we'll wrap up the podcast here tonight. I don't
think she's really a fat ass.
I don't know. I think she weighs like 565 pounds. I don't know.
I think
that's why
she
starts on Blog Talk Radio. She can't get off the, you know, she just lays there all day. Right, Ashley? Oh, boy. Oh, man, I'm getting creamed right now. Joseph Gibson is a faggot in denial. Yeah, I doubt that. How could I be? How when you guys make fun of my ex-girlfriend? I have a girlfriend. Obviously, I'm not a faggot.
like Sarge said, there's no logic with these people. They're just batshit crazy.
They are. Oh, man. Anybody want to press number one? You better get in here now because I'm getting ready to wrap it up. Let's see here. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda.
All you got to do is start looking around. Start thinking for yourself. Start investigating things. And you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to add real quick? I don't know if you're still there or not. I know Connecticut, he says he's
gone.
Yeah,
the truth will out. I believe the truth will out. The only problem with the truth outing is it might not come in time to matter.
Got that right.
But we'll see.
Truth is always the first victim in times of war. Truth is always the first victim. So, you know, stick to the truth, I guess, and the facts and the foundations of what we believe in, our core foundations and fundamentals, and have one common goal to always fight for liberty. So together, that's for sure. Dividing is not going to work. And then, you know, everything else will fall in place in the end. It will. We'll get what we want. All right, Sarge, thanks. Take it easy. I guess tomorrow night. See you later.